This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast about how to be happier. This week, we'll talk about why you should keep a to-do list in the way that's right for you. And we'll take a deep dive into listeners' ideas for unconventional celebrations. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. I'm in New York City, and joining me today from L.A. is my sister Elizabeth Kraft, who is coming to New York City to visit me in just a few days. I cannot wait.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in L.A. And yes, Gretch, I've already started the laundry to prepare what I'm going to take for New York. Very excited.
Excellent. And before we jump into this week's Try This at Home, we have a lot of updates, reminders, and announcements this week.
Yes, we want to remind everyone to read Kate Bowler's amazing memoir, No Cure for Being Human. We'll talk to Kate in episode 349 on October 27th. I love her so much, Gretchen. Yes, I cannot wait to sit down and talk to her about this book.
Yes. So send us your insights and observations and questions, and we'll include those in our conversation. Also, super fans, gold star to you if you are already a super fan, or if you would like to join the super fans, and from time to time, I'll give you a little bonus content or behind the scenes insights, or I'll ask you to do a little something. If you want to sign up, go to happiercast.com/superfan. And also, there's a lot of exciting stuff coming. So join by October 31st if you want to be the first to hear about what's going on. Again, that's happiercast.com/superfan.
Also, please send us your favorite apps. This is for an upcoming very special episode. We often talk about soul-sucking apps, but in this episode, we're going to talk about apps that make our lives happier.
Yes. What app do you use that makes you happier, healthier, more productive, more creative, or just adds whimsy or fun to your life that helps you hang on to memories, connect with others? We want to shine a big spotlight on ways that apps can help us be happier.
Yes.
So this week, our Try This at Home tip is to keep a to-do list in the way that's right for you. Years ago, way back in episode 82, we suggested a Try This at Home to make a to-do list or a could-do list. And the response to that episode and what we've observed over time has shown that when it comes to to-do lists, people really do prefer different approaches.
Yes. And Gretchen, that brings me to a product alert.
Yes.
Because for years, I mean, at least a decade, I have been trying to get you to make products.
Yes.
To go along with your happiness tips. And now you are. So in upcoming episodes, we're going to highlight some of them. And this is one of them because you have this amazing way to help people with their to-do lists.
Yes. So, because what we saw after that conversation and what I see over and over is that people talk about different tools, but we lose track of the fact that no tool fits every hand. Even what you might consider to be like the basic tools don't always work for everyone. And sometimes people, like, we blame ourselves or we feel like there's something wrong with us or we think there's something wrong with somebody else if a tool doesn't work for them. When in fact, the question is, how do we achieve an aim? How do we do this in a way that works for everyone? And one place where you see this is in how people approach to-do lists.
Yes. So you're solving that with your tackle box.
Yes. The tackle box is filled with 5 sticky pads to help you stay organized and to tackle your daily tasks. You get it, Elizabeth?
Yes. I love it. Of course.
I know. It looks like a tackle box for fishing tackle, and it helps you to tackle your tasks. And it's got 5 different pads because people like to keep to-do lists in different ways. So there's a pad for every approach.
So what are the pads?
Okay. So it's this tin box and it has a to-do list for people who like, you know, the classic to-do. Then for people who get overwhelmed when they think of everything they need to do and they make lists of 100 things, there's just a today list for people who want to just think about today. Then there is a ta-da list, because Elizabeth, you and I have talked to people who feel like they get very energized when they think of everything they've already accomplished. So they can get kind of overwhelmed when they think of everything that has to get done, but they give themselves energy and cheer by thinking about what they've already done. And then there's a could-do list for people who are like, well, maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. No one tells me what to do, not even me. But then I could keep a list of the things I could do if I feel like it. And then there's a to-doodle pad. So that's people, you know, sometimes you just want to draw. Sometimes you want to visualize something in a different way that doesn't fit in a list. And so to-doodle is a pad that lets you do that.
Well, Gretch, I am definitely getting the 4 tendencies connection with this. As soon as you said could-do list, I'm like, okay, that's for the rebels out there.
Yes, yes, yes. So the could-do list, it's labeled could do if I feel like it.
Oh, that's funny.
Because that's how I first noticed this aspect of to-do lists, which is that some people would say to me, not only do I not find them helpful, I find them actively unhelpful. The minute it's on a to-do list, I want to resist it. And then that was part of what gave me the indication about that rebels don't like being told what to do and help me understand the framework. And a rebel once said to me, a to-do list almost never gets done by me because as soon as I have to do something, it's the last thing I want to do. A could-do list, however, reminds me that I can choose whether or not I complete the task. So this says could do if I feel like it.
That's perfect.
And the to-do list is something that we talked about in episode 134, which is to make a list of everything you've accomplished. And this is often really helpful for obligers because they can get kind of overwhelmed when they think of everything that's expected of them. But when they get very pleasantly surprised when they realize how much they've already done and giving themselves credit, getting that gold star is often helpful.
Yeah, Gretch, Sarah and I have a Happier in Hollywood Facebook group. And a lot of times people will post their to-do lists.
Yes.
And get gold stars from other members of the group.
But see, this is a way you can use it as accountability. You could take a picture of your to-do list and send it to somebody who's an accountability partner. That's a great solution for an obligation.
Yes.
The to-do list, this is the classic to-do list. That tends to work for upholders. I have a to-do list in front of me right now. I always have a to-do list. They like to have that thing to check off.
And then the today list, I must say, for me, Gretchen, I think that will be the most useful.
Yeah, a today list is helpful because it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Also, like, questioners often like a today list because it's like setting priorities and making sure that you're using your time very efficiently because it's like, these are the things that have to get done today. And then the to-doodle is just like the free one that everybody can use in whatever way they want. But listen, I have to point out, in case anybody misses it, it's to do today, to do ta-da, to do, could do, and to do, to doodle. So yes. They all sort of rhyme because can't resist something that rhymes.
Very clever.
Yes.
Gretchen, when I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh, do you remember you? One of the best gifts you ever gave me was like a fishing tackle box filled with all sorts of different little doodads and things.
No, that's when you moved out to your first apartment. And so it was like things like safety pins and thumbtacks and like all the little things that a person needs but doesn't remember that they need.
Yes. Yeah, so you've been into tackle boxes for decades, which I appreciate.
I love little compartments and little drawers. So so cunning. So if you are interested in checking out the Tackle Box, you can go to happiercast.com/tacklebox. And for happier listeners, 10% off. So just enter the code at checkout, happiertodo, if you go to happiercast.com/tacklebox. I'm working with a great team who's helping with products, so that makes it so fun and so great.
And Gretch, I give you a gold star because I'm very proud of you for finally having products, making my dreams come true.
Yes, you've been encouraging me for so long. So I give you a gold star because you do manifest, Elizabeth.
I
do.
I'm
here, the beneficiary of your manifestations. So let us know if you do try this at home and how you like to keep a to-do list or a could-do list or a to-da list or a today list or you like to doodle. Let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes. You can go to happiercast.com/346 for everything related to this episode.
Coming up, we have a happiness hack from my writing partner, Sarah. But first, this break.
There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. And now it's time for a happiness hack. And Elizabeth, as you said, this comes from your writing partner and the co-host of your excellent podcast, Happier in Hollywood, Sarah Fain. So for people who are not up to date with Happier in Hollywood, set the scene. Explain what Sarah just did and why so that we understand the context of her hack.
Yes. Yeah, so Gretchen, Sarah recently moved from LA to Ojai, which is a town like 70 miles away. It's a beautiful town. In fact, it's the place she and I always go for our retreats, you know, our little personal writer's retreats. And Sarah loved it so much. She decided, partly because of something I said to her, why wait until she retires to move there, which was her off in the distant future plan. Instead, she moved now. There's a school there that her daughter loved, and they moved, and they're living in Ojai.
Wow. She did it very suddenly. Like, she made up her mind. She executed it from Puerto Rico, where you guys were filming the first season of Fantasy Island. I mean, it was just like a whirlwind, but she is there now.
And I want to mention it is one of those things in the pandemic. I think many people have realized you don't need to live exactly where you work. A lot of what you do can be remote. And so that was why she was really able to do this.
But at the same time, she had to do it under COVID conditions. So that was a whole thing.
And it is crazy. Yes, it was a challenge.
It was a challenge. It's a fascinating story. So we asked her, like, what's a hack that she had coming out of that experience?
Yes. And she said, don't settle into a routine. She said, other than getting Violet out the door in the morning for school and our bedtime routine, which is essential, I'm trying not to settle into a routine. Instead, we're all about trying new things, finding new restaurants, seeking out new friends, etc. If we settled into a routine too soon, we'd be cutting off wonderful possibilities.
Well, this strikes me as so wise because I think especially when you're under a lot of pressure and you want to feel settled in, you kind of want to have a routine as quickly as possible. But it's true that then whatever is not part of your routine, you might not notice or be aware of.
Yes.
I know that when I go to a new place, like let's say I'm going somewhere to speak, if I'm there for a couple of days, I will try to go for a walk in the morning for exercise, but also just to kind of explore a neighborhood if I can. And I found that I really have an impulse to retrace my steps every day because it's just easier. But then I might be two blocks from a beautiful city park and just not even know it because I didn't walk that direction. So sometimes you really do want to fight the impulse to settle into routine. So you make sure you sort of explore as much as you can.
Yeah, and Gretchen, I definitely benefit from Sarah's remaking of her routine or her exploring because it makes me feel pressure to change it up in my life. Like she changes it up and I'm like, well, I need to change it up if she's changing it up. So thank you, Sarah, for keeping that pressure on me.
Yes. Well, Sarah's story is so fascinating. Like we hear some of it in Happier in Hollywood, but I have so many questions. So we are going to do a bonus episode just to talk to Sarah about how she made the decision, what she learned, the happiness lessons that we can all draw from, like this turn on a dime decision that she made. I think it's absolutely fascinating. So I cannot wait for this bonus episode.
Yeah, and Gretchen, even though I've been through it with her step by step, like I'm just so interested to hear the inner workings of her brain and what she's learned. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, so that'll be October 15th. So stay tuned for that bonus episode.
She's so adventuresome, Gretch. I admire it.
She really is. And now a deep dive into unconventional celebrations. Back in episode 341, we talked about the Try This at Home tip to find something unconventional to celebrate. We were very inspired by the way our listeners celebrated Garbage Eve in her family. What a great phrase, Garbage Eve.
That goes down in history in the podcast, Gretch. That's going to be one of our favorites for the rest of time.
Absolutely, Garbage Eve. And we got so many responses from other listeners who had their own twist on something like Garbage Eve.
Yes, Holly said, the episode inspired a new instant classic for me, Dishwasher Disco. I seem to be the only one in my family of five who does dishes, and my passive-aggressive commentary as I do them just gets me eye rolls. So I just started a new thing tonight that I love already. Ice cream dishwasher disco. When I start cleaning the kitchen, crank disco music and dance as I work. I told my family if they are annoyed, they can do the dishes to preempt a dishwasher disco episode. Win, win.
Oh my gosh.
I mean.
I love dishwasher disco. That is hilarious. Carmelita says, what a great episode. We have grocery date night. My husband and I always do grocery shopping together. I noticed that on the weekly shopping night, he was frequently in a good mood and more affectionate. So I teased him that grocery night was like a date night for us, and he agreed. Grocery date night was born.
That is so sweet.
Well, and I really identify with this because Jamie, my husband, loves going to the grocery store. I mean, one of his favorite things about Kansas City is like we have these big, gorgeous grocery stores, which you do not get in crowded New York City with like big wide aisles and 1,000 varieties of everything. And he once went to a grocery store 3 times in one day. I mean, he loves going to the grocery store. So he would love a grocery date night.
Lauren says, I hate doing life admin, scheduling appointments, finances, insurance, etc. I decided to try out something I'm calling my latte and life admin hour. Each Friday morning, I go to my local coffee shop with my laptop and do as much life admin as I can in an hour. Anything I don't get to goes to the next week. I found this helpful for a few reasons. One, naming and scheduling makes it official. I actually look forward to it. 2, doing life admin outside of my house feels more fun. 3, doing it Friday morning means I can go into my weekend without it hanging over my head.
I mean, this is really smart because, like, there's so many smart things. One, give it a name, label it. We have often talked about how vocabulary can change your mindset about something. Also, she's put it on the calendar, and things that go on the calendar are more likely to get done. Also, if you're trying to squeeze these things into your day, they feel like they never get done and they're just overwhelming you, like power hour.
Yes.
It's astonishing how much you can get done in even an hour if you just sit down and do it and say, this is this dedicated time, because they probably don't take that much time singly. It's just that when they just are sprinkled throughout your day and always weighing on you, they feel just very burdensome. So I think this is a terrific solution.
Yeah, and I think her point about going into the weekend feeling good about having done this stuff is huge. I think it could absolutely improve your weekend.
Yes, and she's paired it with latte. And so if latte is like a healthy treat for you, it's like, okay, I get to sit down like in my cozy cafe and have a delicious latte and do my life admin. It really just changes the whole context of these tasks, which we all have to deal with.
Yes.
Yeah. Ashley writes, I want to share a trick I got from Dr. Jasmine at The Mom Psychologist on Instagram. I am the parent to a vibrant 2-year-old. It feels that the majority of the time he's moving a mile a minute and I can barely catch up. The exception? When we have to go anywhere or do anything within a time frame. Then he is one part master negotiator and one part master procrastinator. Dr. Jasmine suggested using the phrase, we're on cheetah time, to introduce some whimsy and to speed up getting from point A to point B. Referring to moving as cheetah time has been the trick to get where we need to go quickly. I love that.
That is fun. Adam calls that turbo mode.
Oh, see, there you go. There you go. I think cheetahs are the fastest animals on Earth, right?
Yes.
Yes, so that makes sense.
Alexandra says, listening to your latest podcast episode about garbage eve, I was reminded of something my mom used to say about folding laundry. As a family of 6, there was always a lot of laundry. My mom often enlisted our help by saying, let's have a laundry party, or should we have a laundry party? A laundry party meant sitting at the kitchen table or in the family room with the overflowing laundry basket and folding the laundry into piles for each person, then going around the house and depositing each pile of clean laundry into the appropriate bedroom. Similar to garbage eve, framing the chore as laundry party instead of folding the laundry made the otherwise mundane task more fun and celebratory. My mom and I often chatted while folding laundry. She died when I was 16, so these memories of everyday moments, like driving in the car together or going for walks, have become so meaningful to me. Now I try to enjoy these everyday mundane moments rather than rushing through. I think it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life and feel annoyed at tasks like laundry, but I really admire my mom for putting the positive spin of laundry party on it, even if it was just to trick us into helping. Your recent episode made me think about laundry parties for the first time in years. It brought her back in full color.
Oh, that's so nice. Beautiful. And it's a good reminder that these little ways of changing ordinary tasks, elevating them or making them more full of engagement and fun and life, really does make us happier.
Yes.
In the moment and then in our memories too. This is a beautiful memory.
Yes. So thank you everybody for those unconventional celebrations.
Yeah, yes. And now for a question. Now, sometimes we read a question from a listener and Elizabeth, you and I tackle it, but sometimes a listener suggests a question that we're kicking out to the audience. We want to hear what all the listeners have to say about a question. And that's what we have this week.
Yes. And it comes from Lisa. She says, I would love to hear other listeners' tips for other overbuyers out there. How do they reduce their overbuying?
Yeah, Elizabeth, we've talked about overbuyers and underbuyers before. I'll include a link in the show notes if people want to read more about that. And they both have their challenges. Underbuyers, like you and I, need to find ways to get ourselves to buy the things that we need in a timely way, which we often don't do. And then overbuyers often need to figure out a way to put a limit on their impulse to overbuy.
Yes.
And so here she's asking a question, what strategies do overbuyers use to help themselves not overbuy when they don't want to?
Yeah, so I can't wait. You and I are not the best people to offer suggestions because we're really not overbuyers, but I can't wait to hear from everyone out there. This will be interesting.
Yeah, so let us know. What are your tips for reducing overbuying?
Coming up, I have a happiness demerit that I think many people will share with me. But first, this break. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota SafetySense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over 2 decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
And now it is time for Demerits and Gold Stars, and this is an even-numbered episode. So, Alyssa, that means it's your turn to give yourself a demerit.
Yes. Okay, Gretch, my demerit this week is not writing things down.
Oh, we've all done it. I've done it. Oh, yeah.
And I keep doing it. I think a lot of people relate to this. For example, I had another demerit. Like, I was like, oh, this is my happiness demerit for the week. And I did not write it down. And then I couldn't remember what it was. And I just need to know, like, I have ideas all the time for this podcast, for Happier in Hollywood, for potential Fantasy Island episodes, for something I need to buy at the store. I mean, there are so many things that I could write down, and I'm still convinced that I will remember it.
No.
And I don't.
And there's nothing worse than thinking, this is so important, this is so crucial, that there is no way I will forget it. And then you remember that there was something so crucial. That occurred to you, and yet you have no idea what it was. So now you just walk around feeling haunted by, like, what is it that I didn't write myself a note? So not writing things down.
It goes very well with the tackle box, the today list and the to-do list. And that will help me.
Absolutely. That's a great thing. Just sometimes just one word is all you need.
Yes.
And it all comes right back. So,
or texting myself. I can always text myself. I always have my phone.
But whatever you do, write it down.
Yes.
I mean, I need this demerit too, because I have suffered that many, many times as well.
Okay, Gretch, what is your gold star?
Well, Elizabeth, this was your week for a demerit, but it's also your week for a gold star, because I was listening to the most recent episode of Happier in Hollywood, and I got a jolt of joy
because you reported that you and Adam have started working on your wills, which, as your happiness bully, I have been
years
watching from afar.
Yes, Gretchen, I purposely didn't tell you that I was doing it, and I left it as a surprise for you in Happier in Hollywood. I said, she'll be walking in Central Park,
yes,
and she'll listen, and she'll hear,
yes,
this, and it'll make her so happy.
Yes.
Adam and I have a lawyer. We have talked to him. We are filling out papers. We are underway to finally having our will done. And I have to give Adam credit. He's the one who got the ball rolling. Mm. So we're doing it. And thank you, listeners. You know, over the years, our listeners have emailed and offered me a lot of suggestions and encouragement to do this. And I'm finally doing it. And I will report when it's done.
Yeah.
When it's done, I'll give myself a gold star.
Well, it's on your 21 for 21 list.
Yes. So we got to get it done by December 31st, which at this point, I think will happen. So yay.
That is so great. Well, yay. That is a huge gold star. So well done.
Thank you.
The resource for this week, we were talking about the sticky pads and all the versions of the to-do list related to the four tendencies, upholders, questioners, obligers, and rebels. So if you want to learn more about the four tendencies or take the quiz, you can go to GretchenRubin.com/four tendencies and you'll learn all about the framework and you'll get tips for how to use the four tendencies at work or with families or sweethearts or children and how to build the habits you want to master. And you can just find out what your tendency is if you do not know. And Elizabeth, what are we reading? What are you reading this week?
I am rereading No Cure for Being Human by Kate Bowler, our book club book.
Yes. And I am reading Sula by Toni Morrison.
Mm.
And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Keep a to-do list in the way that's right for you. Let us know if you tried it and what kind of to-do list works best for you. And remember, if you want to use the code for 10% off your tackle box, go to happiercast.com/tacklebox and use the code HAPPIERTODO.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And if you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend or subscribe to us, rate or review wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. So Elizabeth, I think with the will, like now that there's a lawyer that's kind of driving it forward, I feel very confident that you're going to get this done by the end of the year, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think he has us in line, which is good.
Excellent. Well, congratulations again. Gold star.
Thank you.
From the Onward Project.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.